Welcome to Trinity Lutheran Church on this Pentecost Day, May 31st, as we remember and rejoice in the pouring out and the gift of the Holy Spirit. We begin by singing hymn 913, O Holy Spirit, Enter In, hymn 913.
O Holy Spirit, enter in, and in our hearts your work begin. Your dwelling place now make us, Son of the soul, O light divine. Around and in us brightly shine, to joy and gladness wake us, that we may be truly living to you, giving prayer unceasing, and in love be still increasing. Give to your word impressive power, that in our hearts from this good hour, as fire it may be glowing, that in true Christian unity we faithful witnesses may be, your glory ever showing. Hear us, cheer us, by your teaching let our preaching and our labor praise you, Lord, and serve our neighbor. O mighty rock, O source of life, let your dear word in doubt and strife in us be strongly burning, that we be faithful unto death and live in love and holy faith, from you true wisdom learning. Your grace and peace on us shower by your power, Christ confessing. Let us see our Savior's blessing. Amen.
O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Praise to you, O Christ. Alleluia. We turn to Psalm 25, and we read together in unison verses 1 through 15. Psalm 25, verses 1 to 15. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in you I trust. Let me not be put to shame. Let not my enemies exult over me. Indeed, none who wait for you shall be put to shame. They shall be ashamed who are wantonly treacherous. Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day long. Remember your mercy, O Lord, and your steadfast love, for they have been from of old. Remember not the sins of my youth or my transgressions. According to your steadfast love, remember me for the sake of your goodness, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in the way. He leads the humble in what is right and teaches the humble his way. All the paths of the Lord are steadfast love and faithfulness for those who keep his covenant and his testimonies. For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my guilt, for it is great. Who is the man who fears the Lord? Him will he instruct in the way that he should choose. His soul shall abide in well-being, and his offspring shall inherit the land. The friendship of the Lord is for those who fear him, and he makes known to them his covenant. My eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he will pluck my feet out of the net. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The first reading for this day of Pentecost is recorded in the book of Numbers, chapter 11. Moses went out and told the people the words of the Lord. And he gathered 70 men of the elders of the people and placed them around the tent. Then the Lord came down in the cloud and spoke to him, and took some of the spirit that was on him and put it on the 70 elders. And as soon as the spirit rested on them, they prophesied, but they did not continue doing it. Now two men remained in the camp, one named Eldad and the other Medad, and the spirit rested on them. They were among those registered, but they had not gone out to the tent, and so they prophesied in the camp. And a young man ran and told Moses, "Eldad and Medad are prophesying in the camp." And Joshua, the son of Nun, the assistant of Moses from his youth, said, "My lord Moses, stop them." But Moses said to him, "Are you jealous for my sake? Would that all the Lord's people were prophets, that the Lord would put his spirit on them." And Moses and the elders of Israel returned to the camp. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. The second reading is from the book of Acts, chapter 2. When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. And divided tongues as of fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And at this sound the multitude came together, and they were bewildered, because each one was hearing them speak in his own language. And they were amazed and astonished, saying, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in his own native language? Parthians and Medes and Elamites and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians. We hear them telling in our own tongues the mighty works of God." And all were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others, mocking, said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and give ear to my words. For these men are not drunk, as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was uttered through the prophet Joel. 'And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. even on my male servants and female servants. In those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the day of the Lord comes, the great and magnificent day. And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. The final reading is from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 7. On that last day of the feast, the great day, Jesus stood up and cried out, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." Now this he said about the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were to receive. For as yet the Spirit had not been given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. We sing together the common responsory, page 221.
Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the hands. Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
We sing together hymn 497, Come Holy Ghost, God and Lord, hymn 497.
Come, Holy Ghost, God and Lord, with all your graces now outpoured on each believer's mind and heart. Your fervent love to them impart, Lord, by the brightness of your light. In holy faith your church unite, from every land and every tongue. This to your praise, O Lord our God, be sung. Alleluia, alleluia. Come, Holy Light, Guide divine, now cause the word of life to shine. Teach us to know our God aright, and call him Father with delight. From every error keep us free. Let none but Christ our Master be, that we in living faith abide. In him our Lord with all our might confide. Alleluia, alleluia. Come, holy fire, comfort true. Grant us the will your work to do. and in your service to abide. Let trials turn us not aside. Lord, by your power prepare each heart, and to our weakness strength impart, that bravely here we may contend through life and death to you, our Lord, ascend. Alleluia, alleluia, amen.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Our text for this day of Pentecost, again, as we remember the giving, the pouring out of the Holy Spirit, is recorded in the book of Acts, chapter 2. Our reading in verse 17 was exactly a quote from the prophet Joel. "And it shall be in the last days, says God, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy." Dear Christians, Trinity members, and neighbors, as I said, today is Pentecost Day. And Pentecost Day is all about the Holy Spirit, His person, His work, who He is, what He does. And when we Lutherans talk about the person and work of the Holy Spirit, most of the time we talk about how the Spirit gives us power to believe in Jesus. For us Lutherans, the clearest expression of what the Holy Spirit does is found in Luther's explanation of the third article of the Apostles' Creed in the Small Catechism. "I believe that I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to Him. But the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with His gifts, sanctified and kept me in the true faith." We Lutherans talk a lot about how the Holy Spirit gives us power to be hearers of the gospel, and not only those who hear it with our ears, but who then believe it with our hearts. And we should talk about that. I mean, that's exactly what the Holy Spirit does. He gives us power to believe in Jesus. Through the gospel, the good news of Jesus and His saving work, the Spirit Himself creates faith in our hearts, faith that we sinners cannot produce, faith that trusts in Jesus alone as our Savior, faith that receives from Jesus all of the blessings that He won for us at the cross and at the empty tomb. That's what we see happening on Pentecost Day. The Spirit was poured out on the apostles, and things started happening. Sinners heard the gospel preached in their own languages. They believed the preaching about Jesus. They trusted in Him as their Savior. They were baptized into Him. They were added to the church. And that Holy Spirit that worked back then is at work yet today. The Holy Spirit has been at work throughout this pandemic. Just because you haven't been able to be in church doesn't mean that the Holy Spirit, or your pastor for that matter, hasn't been working. And thankfully, while you haven't been able to hear the preaching of the gospel in this place, you have been able to hear it on the radio and TV, on your computer and tablet and phone. You've been able to hear it through your reading of the Bible and your reading of devotions that are faithful to the Bible. Of course, that may all be changing soon. President Trump recently announced that worship was essential, that churches should open, that our country needs more prayer, not less. And so we may be gathering in larger numbers to hear the Spirit-inspired, Spirit-saturated word much sooner than we thought. But here's the point. Through your hearing of the gospel during this pandemic, the Spirit has kept you believing and trusting in Jesus, the great physician of body and soul. Through your hearing of the gospel during these times of trial and testing, the Spirit may have even strengthened and increased your faith and trust in Jesus. Through your hearing of the gospel during these days when work is scarce and bank accounts are dwindling, the Spirit has delivered to you the rich treasures and gifts of Jesus that he bought for you, forgiveness for all of your sins, life everlasting, eternal salvation. Through your hearing of the gospel, the Spirit has given you a healthy dose of peace and hope and joy in these days when so many are tempted to despair, are overwhelmed with depression, or look for help in a bottle. However, the Holy Spirit not only makes us hearers of the gospel, he does that. He not only gives us the power to believe in Jesus and trust in the salvation that he won for us on the cross and at the empty tomb. He not only makes us grateful recipients of Jesus' rich gifts and blessings, he also makes us speakers of the gospel. He not only opens ears to hear, hearts to believe, but mouths to speak. He gives us the power to speak of Jesus and his saving work so that others might believe in Jesus, so that they might trust his saving work, so that they might receive and enjoy the gifts and blessings that he won for them too on the cross and at the empty tomb. The only reason 3,000 sinners heard the gospel on Pentecost Day and believed in Jesus and were baptized into him and were added to the church was because the apostles preached. Because they preached the gospel. They preached Jesus and his saving work. And the only reason they preached the gospel was because the Holy Spirit had been poured out upon them. The Holy Spirit who gave them utterance. The Holy Spirit who gave them power to proclaim the mighty works that God had done in his Son Jesus. On Pentecost Day, the Holy Spirit turned the apostles who had already heard of Jesus and already believed in him. The Spirit turned them into speakers of the gospel. And at the same time, he turned those who had not heard of Jesus and had not believed in him into hearers of the gospel and believers in Jesus. But either way, the Spirit did it all. He created speakers of the gospel. He created hearers of the gospel. He created believers of the gospel. And that Holy Spirit has put and keeps on putting the gospel into your ears. The Holy Spirit caused and keeps on causing that gospel to lodge in your heart, creating faith in Jesus. Faith that led you to the font. Faith that leads you back to the font each day where you were baptized into him and where all your sins were washed away. Through the proclamation and the preaching of Jesus' death, the Holy Spirit urges you on to the communion rail where you eat Christ's body given for you and drink Christ's blood shed for you, the very gospel itself in food and drink. But again, that's not the end of it for you. You mustn't stop there. The Spirit has more he wants to do in you. The Spirit has more he wants to do with you. Just as the Holy Spirit has put that precious saving gospel into your ears and into your heart, so he now puts that precious saving gospel into your mouth so that it finds its way into the ears and the hearts of your neighbors. The Spirit, as I said, not only makes you hearers and believers of the gospel, he makes you speakers of the gospel. And that's what we find in the readings that we heard earlier. Remember what Moses said. Medad and can't remember the other guy's name. They were in the village and they were prophesying and Joshua wanted to stop them. And Moses said, "Would that all the Lord's people were prophets, that the Lord would put his Spirit upon them." Peter understood what was happening on Pentecost Day to be the fulfillment of the words of the prophet Joel. "In the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy. In those days I will pour out my Spirit, and they shall prophesy." Now, what is a prophet? It's someone who speaks God's word. What is a prophecy? It's the word of God. What does it mean to prophesy? It's simply the act of speaking God's word. And so Moses is talking to you. You are included in the Lord's people. Would that you were prophets. Peter is talking about you. You are numbered among the sons and daughters of the last days. The Lord has put your spirit upon you. He has poured him into your heart through the gospel and the waters of holy baptism. He has done this not only so that you may believe in Jesus and receive his gift of salvation. He has done this so that you may prophesy, so that you may speak his word, so that you may tell of Jesus and his gift of salvation to others. On this Pentecost day, we have to confess that we often frustrate the work of the Holy Spirit. We frustrate his work in us when we refuse to hear the word of God that both accuses us of our sin and forgives us for Jesus' sake. When we are lax in our reading and study of the scriptures. When we have better things to do than listen to the pastor preaching in the pulpit or on YouTube. When we close our ears to the gospel and do not make use of the sacraments through which the Holy Spirit keeps us believing in Jesus. But we also frustrate the Holy Spirit's work through us when we refuse to speak the gospel. When we pass by opportunities to call our neighbors to repentance for their sins and to speak to them the forgiveness of sins that Jesus bought for them too at the price of his own life and blood. When we leave others mired in depression and despair, when we could help pull them out by speaking to them that message through which the Holy Spirit doles out joy and peace and hope. According to Moses, according to Peter and Joel, you are all prophets. No, you aren't pastors who preach publicly in the divine service, but you have God's Spirit. You have God's Word, God's precious gospel. And people need to hear it now more than ever. People are more open to hear it now more than ever. People who are unemployed and going broke, people who are depressed and suicidal, people who are paralyzed with fear, people who are dying or grieving the death of a loved one. And so today we thank and we praise the Holy Spirit that you have heard the word with your ears, that you have believed it with your heart. And now in these last days, the Spirit would have you speak it with your mouth. He wants to use your mouth to speak his word to your family, to your friends, to your co-workers, your classmates and teammates, your fellow members of the community. Why? So that he might do his work in them. That they might have poured out upon them the comforter and his comfort, the helper and his help. That they too might become hearers and believers and speakers of the gospel. That they too might be part of God's holy people and even one of his holy prophets, just like you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all our understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. We confess the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. O God, on this day you once taught the hearts of your faithful people by sending them the light of your Holy Spirit. Grant us in our day by the same Spirit to have a right understanding in all things and evermore to rejoice in his holy consolation. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Almighty God, you have blessed us with the Savior to whom the nations cry, and in whom there is forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. Grant to us your Holy Spirit, the Comforter, whom you have promised, that we and all who call upon his name shall be saved. Help us to treasure in our hearts your mercy and to give ourselves fully to your service. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, give us pastors who will preach your word faithfully and church workers who are devoted to your service. Help all the baptized to show forth in holy lives the fruit of the Spirit and to live in love toward their neighbor. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, you have promised to make one people from many peoples. Take from us all pride, prejudice, and hate, that we may not hinder the cause of the gospel, but welcome all people in the name of Christ, through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, bless our president, our governor, the Congress of the United States, and all elected and appointed civil servants, that the rule of law may protect the weak, preserve life from conception to its natural end, and peace may reign for the benefit of all. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy and spare us. Put an end to the pandemic and restore the communities of the world to their common life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, you have given our nation the gift and the heritage of freedom. It came at the cost of many lives on battlefields far and near. Receive our thanks for the sacrifices of the members of our armed forces who fell in combat, and give us the courage to preserve our liberty in our own time and to use it honorably and to your glory. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, deliver from illness and suffering all who cry to you for help. Hear us on behalf of the sick, the dying, and those who mourn. Answer your people, O Lord, and deliver them from their infirmities and their grief by your grace. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. We sing together hymn 498, Come Holy Ghost, Creator Blessed. Hymn 498, and we sing stanzas 1 and 4 through 7. Hymn 498, stanzas 1 and 4 through 7.
Come Holy Ghost, Creator Blessed, and make our hearts your place of rest. Come with your grace and heavenly aid, and fill the hearts which you have made. Your light to every thought impart, and shed your love in every heart. The weakness of our mortal state with deathless might invigorate. Drive far away our wily foe, and your abiding peace bestow. With you as our protecting guide, no evil can with us abide. Teach us to know the Father, Son, and you from both us three in one, that we your name may ever bless, and in our lives the truth confess. Praise we the Father and the Son, and Holy Spirit with them one, and may the Son on us bestow the gifts that from the Spirit flow.